to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, the last couple of weeks, we've gotten quite a few people coming in through support asking the question, they're older runners, they're over 60, they maybe have arthritis, or they ran when they were younger, and they're trying to get back into running again. And they keep asking me, I love the question, will you work with an old dog? And I always tell them, yes, of course you'll work with old dogs. We're all old dogs, right? But I'm talking about the over 60 and up to 70. Talk about your philosophy with working with older runners. You've worked with many, and how it's different, and maybe like why they should come into the membership and work with you.
Sure, absolutely. That's funny. Now, as an older person myself, so, you know, I'm 53 years old, and someone that's 75 would be like, oh, I miss my 53-year-old body, right?
Right.
And it's just the way it goes. And I'm telling you, when you're 23, you really cannot imagine, you know, it's hard to picture what it's going to feel like when you are 53. So it's just funny. And by the way, I feel fine, but I do have to warm up more. Like, you know, what happens is we get older, right? We have to actually do more around the workout. And what you'll notice actually is as people get older, their exercise regimen will usually get a little longer. We see a lot of age groupers going into things like ultra running, hiking, Ironman distance, things, events, and or long bike rides. And you're like, golly, that's impressive. But a lot of it's because, especially if you've been doing stuff for a long time, the older you get, it's like you have more patience to warm up, to do the stretching, to do the, you know, and that's what really the longevity side for me is you, there has to be a respect for your body that way. Like, you are definitely going to hit your workout goals, and you want to maintain those goals by doing even more skill, strength, and self-care. And I used to have a senior class, and the guys in it were anywhere from, they were all over 70, 75, I had a 75 all the way up to like 85. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. The funny part is, to me anyway, when you get older, you also get to a place where you're like, you know what, I want to keep going. So I'll try these weird things. I'll try something different. So here I am with these older men doing these drills, like getting them to do things like hop. And what people don't realize is that when you don't use muscle elasticity for a long time, that's a lot of the reason your joints hurt. Your joints are hurting because it's like they haven't been lubricated. You haven't been using them like they want to be used. And so then you stiffen up. So what's fun with older people is if you can get someone to try, you know, like just like we do with the immersion, where you're starting with just really simple exercises, and I have a bunch of modifications, I find that the mind is more open to learning even as they get older, right? Because if you're really like, my goal is just to keep moving to feel better. We have someone right now, he's in his 60s, he has severe arthritis in his knees. He's gone, I mean, he's had so much things he's tried, like shots, of course, things like that, but also physical therapy, stretches, you name it. He just told me he just mentioned on Monday, he is now, when he loves trail running, he now can feel again like he's flying. Like he's like, I feel it. Like I'm lifting my body, and my feet are pulling, and it's all the things he's learning. And Caroline, I think when he first came in, he was overwhelmed, and he was like, this is not like anything I've seen before. And so Caroline was like, that's okay. She's here to just help you. Like, you know, when you send in your check-in and you send in your video, or you come onto the Zoom, she's working with you where you are. So the best part, I think what really did it for him, or I hope, is he came on the Zoom and I was like, get something to hold on to. Like, this isn't balance practice. I want you to feel comfortable. And he did. And he started to feel, you know, the movement. And right. We had talked about this before. One of the hangups people have when they join RunRx is you are, in a sense, relearning how to run and walk. It's a strange thing because it's something you've been doing forever, right? And so just playing around with movement, a lot of our members, we can always giggle about it later, but they are so wound up. Like they're so hung up on, I've got to get my run in. Or I've never heard this before. I feel funny doing the drills, right? We hear this a lot. Well, the older people are like, whatever, let me try this. I mean, what do I have to lose, right? And right. So that's like, if you come in with that thought, like, I'm only here to help you. I want to see you running again. And then if you work on the movement, like, this is what works. And I feel like when you get older, you're like, all right, I will try this. And so they're more open to that learning process. And real quick, I know I've told this story 1,000 times, but I worked with a guy once at 85 years old. He wanted to run a sub 10 minute mile. And my first thing I said was, let's do it. I didn't say, oh my gosh, you're 85 years old, right? Even if right. I thought it in my head, I was like, I don't know, let's just try. Well, it was working on his elasticity. He would come to the track. And he never ran, guys. Like I didn't make him run a mile at the track. I only let him do drills. But all the drills we did were just simply for muscle elasticity. And then when he would run, he would just go running, you know, his own little thing. But he ran that mile in 8:47.
Wow.
And yeah, I have a lot of runners now that don't run 8:47. You know, it's a great pace. And he was telling everyone, well, I learned how to run. And people thought, they were like, Joe, you're 85 years old. How do you not know how to run?
Right, right.
And because he wasn't embarrassed to say that. And I tell people there's a big stigma with, what do you mean you don't know how to run? Or what do you mean you're learning to run? And I'm like, it's not really even learning to run. It's learning how to run efficiently, like you did when you were a little kid. And I feel like sometimes the older people are like, it wakes their mind back up. When they use their elasticity, they don't have that same worry that someone's looking at them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about that for a second. So you're saying that basically it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you ran before or not. If you're willing to be coachable, just like anybody, if you're willing to be coachable and do the work, there's not a restriction for you on how old you are to learn. But those correct. People, we have had people like come through and be like, why do I need to learn to run? So with those people, do you find that it's a little harder with their mindset that they have to open up to the idea that there is a proper way to run? Or is it just more like, trust me?
I feel like I really, you know, we had, and this is a good conversation too. You know, it's like any other movement. If someone said to you, I can help make this easier for you, like if your kid can't throw a ball and you're like, well, let me just show you this real quick that I actually really help you throw that ball. Why would you not show them that? Right. And so when I tell people that I teach running and then they're, you know, I'm not some amazing elite runner. That's why I coach. But it really, I'm still running at 53 with all my natural joints, no pain. that's really what we're teaching. We're teaching you how to make sure that one, you're preventing injuries, but it's moving more efficiently. And what's interesting is, you know, as a strength coach, and that's how I started, and an aerobics teacher, there were so many standards of movement. Right. And you had to make sure people, and still today, like you really watch where someone's hips are and their shoulders and their movements correct. And then we're like, all right, now just go run with no thought of it. Right. You're supposed to know that. So we place all of that onto the runner. That's your job to know how to run. So we're raised that way.
Right.
We're not raised with but then by the way, I giggle about this. Every running magazine is like, there's no, just run, just be you. Right. There's no right way to run. Just run. However, when you run, you should try to run tall and you should try to have short steps and you should try to have your foot land. You know, they like give you all these things. And I'm like, exactly. Right. You know,
right.
So that's my thing. And so I kind of got away from saying I'm teaching you how to run to just really saying I'm going to help you be a more efficient runner. And in doing so, we're just going to take away, we're going to maximize your movement efficiency and we're going to minimize impact. It's going to be less impact. It's going to be less effort. It's going to be less work that you thought maybe was needed. You know, we just, and you saw that, we just had a clinic and I think that we had several older people and one of them had quit running because her knees hurt. And this was maybe her thought was, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. And if it gives me any thought that I could maybe run again, how exciting for me. And now here she is in our, and now here she was like a giggling schoolgirl, by the way, this woman. Here she's been running with all this pain in her knees. And so much of it, guys, was just tension. There was nothing wrong with her knees. She was simply over moving. She was reaching. She was working too hard. She was doing the wrong movement. And she was holding all this tension. And in just showing her and letting her feel, even for 10 meters, how running could feel, I'm telling you, she was just overwhelmed with how good it was. And she was, it was really cute. She just started just giggling. And she said, I can't help it. I'm just feeling so good right now. And she had given up. She really had. She was like, you know what? I just had decided, well, I guess my running days are over. So no, it's not. Wow. You just got to wake it back up. You got to wake up your mind and you got to wake up your muscle elasticity and be ready to feel weird and awkward for like a month.
That's great. Okay, guys. So what I want you to take from this is realize that it doesn't matter what your age is. We do work with all ages. You've worked with even children, though the membership tends to be more like 25, 30 year old and up. But don't let your age hold you back, whether you're a young person that wants to start off and not be pain-free or not be injured, always be pain-free, or you, whether you're an older person, like Valerie and I are 50, 60, even 70, she can definitely help you. Go to runrx.fit and click the Work With Me button to find out more. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.